Caveat Emptor, A Novel of the Roman Empire, by Ruth Downey. Narrated by Simon Vance. Copyright 2011 by Ruth Downey. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Ruth Downey and Inkwell Management, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Nec aliud adversus validissimas gentes pro nobis utilius quam quod in commune non consulunt. Rerus duabus tribusve civitatibus ad propulsandum commune periculum conventus. Ita singuli pugnant universi vincuntur. Nothing has been more useful to us against powerful tribes than the fact that they do not act together. Only seldom do two or three states unite to repel a common danger. So, fighting separately, all are conquered. Tacitus, Agricola, On the Britons. Chapter 1. This close, even Firmus could see that she was the sort of woman his mother had warned him about. 6 feet tall, red hair in a mass of rat's tails, and a pregnant belly that bulged at him like an accusation. The only thing that separated them was a folding desk, and even that wobbled when he placed both hands on it. He sensed a movement behind him. Pyramus's breath was warm on his ear. "Shall I call the guards, master?" Firmus opened his mouth to say yes, then realized what a fool he would look if she proved to be harmless. He gestured the slave back to his place. Perhaps, beyond the boundaries of Londinium, this was what all the Britons looked like. He squinted at the sweat-stained folds of her tunic and hoped the guards had at least checked her for weapons.
"Are you the procurator?"
she repeated.
"Of course not," he wanted to say. "Do you really think Rome would send a short..."